Okay, so revenge porn is wrong. Let's just start right there.
What up, pro silly listeners? Welcome to the Professionally Silly Podcast. I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we discuss ghost stories, true crime, crazy shit that I find online. That's pretty much everything, and there's really nothing more to talk about. Hosted by me, a gorgeous melanated queen living in Los Angeles off of no money at all. I'm broke as fuck. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, solely sorry for this podcast episode being late. Sorry about that, guys. My day job has been insane this week, so I'm a little behind. So anyways, a lot has been going on in our country, in our world, in general, honestly. I hope you guys, enjoyed last week's episode, and hopefully you were able to take something from it as well. You know, I had so much to say, and I knew I had a responsibility to use my platform to inform and get the message out. You know, I may have a small platform, but I know how to use it. Okay. Isn't that what the guys say? It's not the size that counts or whatever. Okay. So this week, the week before last, we had a true crime episode, and we talked about the Chicago Tylenol murders. Man, that episode was messed up. That case definitely changed how everything is packaged these days, especially household items like, you know, medication and foods and things like that. And we learned a lot more about cyanide than I ever imagined in that episode. You know, also we learned that murderers are assholes. So I mean, a lot of us already knew that, but it was a lesson to learn if you weren't already aware. This week, we are going to do we're going to go a little lighter this week, a little lighter. You know, last year I did an episode where we talked about secrets and confessions. And it seemed that you enjoyed that podcast episode, because I got lots of listens on it. I'm such a YouTuber. I'm seeing you enjoy that video. people really do enjoy sharing their deepest, darkest, and even embarrassing secrets and moments online. And that was when we discovered the website postsecret.com. And it's where people go to share their confessions. And there is a mailing address that people send postcards to confessing whatever it is that they want to confess. Now, I'm assuming if it's like illegal, like murder or something, they probably turn that over to the police. That's my assumption. I don't really know. I would hope so. But anyways, I thought that it would be another fun episode. You know, and some secrets you may hear, you know, they could be a little innocent or dark or funny or just plain what the fuck. I don't know. It depends on what you're into. I will also be utilizing other websites like Reddit, because let's be honest, Reddit has the best secrets and confessions ever. They do. And Reddit has the best everything. But I will admit, sometimes Craigslist surprises me. So before we jump into that, if you're listening to this podcast on an Apple device, hook me up with a 5-star rating and written review on the Professionally Silly Podcast on the Apple Podcast. It would be very extremely helpful for my little solo podcast to be discovered. So the more written reviews and the more 5-star ratings that I get, the easier it will be to find me, because I might show up on like a suggestion or something like, have you heard of Professionally Silly? And then the new listener will be like, oh shit, that sounds fire as fuck. I am so glad that all these people left reviews, so I know that it's fire as fuck. Let me subscribe to this podcast. You see how that's how it works. So anyways, hook me up. Also, don't forget, if you want to join in on the silly, you can always call / text my Google Voice number as well, 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. Leave me a message and I will play it on the air. Okay, I don't know about you guys, but I have a lot of secrets, and I am taking every last one of them to my grave. Understand that. Okay, but there are a lot of people who do not feel the same way I do, or else this episode would not be possible. So round of applause to everyone out there who likes to put all their shit out there and onto the open internet. Thank you. Thank you all so much. Thank you. All right, so this first one is lovely. It's a good way to start off. It's actually titled Pornhub Comment Section is Awesome. Shall we? And it reads, when I watch porn, I scroll through the comments. Then I forget about the porn and I'm reading a whole paragraph on how to build your self-esteem, what it feels like to live alone, how to hack a Facebook account, how to build an IKEA shelf without the instructions, and some other crazy hacks. That was my confession. That's a nice light one. I love it. First of all, why am I just now hearing that Pornhub has a comment section? It's just too busy enjoying the porn to read. The fuck? I'm just... said most men in America. Anywho, Reddit always knows, you know, how to make me smile. I tell you what, thank you for that, Reddit. And, I mean, I'm not sure how much of a confession that really is, but it's a nice way to start off, you know, on a nice little light note. So let's go ahead to our first postsecret.com secret. Okay, let's see, and it reads, I'm afraid that one day I'll have to trick a straight girl into marrying me. I'm too scared to come out and too scared to be alone. What? First of all, that's not how it works, friend. Okay? You know, you can tell that's a dude by the way you wrote it. Jesus Christ. Okay, only a guy can be that goddamn selfish. No, I'm just kidding. Let me stop. All my male listeners are like, bitch, we were with you. You like titties. We like titties. You like chicken. We like chicken. You like beer. We like beer. We fuck with you. Now you're saying things. Fuck that. No, okay. So, it's just like, I can't. It is ridiculous. Like, but to like, to trick someone into marrying you, like, don't make a bitch suffer just because you're afraid to come out. That is so fucked up and it's so narcissistic. What a selfish asshole. And there's like a poor straight girl out there looking for love and a lifetime of dick, and she's going to end up with that guy. Super glad I'm gay right now. Super glad. But I'm still single and alone, so okay. Ugh, what an asshole. Okay, so let's go on to our post secret number two. And it says, one of my favorite things about quarantine is never having to put clothes on. Facts as fuck. Could not possibly agree more. There is no way I could. I have been naked for about 2 months now. Maybe not like consecutively, but I'm sure I went days without pants. Like, who the fuck needs pants when you're working from home? Not I. How do you know I'm not wearing pants right now? You don't. And I'm not. No, you do. They're actually shorts. Okay. Let's go on to the next secret / confession. All right. So this is coming. This is an interesting one. I remember this now that I'm looking at it. I like to call this one pants pooper. Yeah. Speaking of pants. Good segue. Speaking of pants. All right. Trigger warning here. All right. I'm giving you fair warning. This next one is gross. AF. Ugh. Okay. All right. So it reads. Oh, God. I don't even want to talk about it. Okay. All right. So it reads. In college, I was in one of four stairwells for one of the academic buildings after hours. I was using one of the empty classrooms to study. On my way up the stairs to leave, I stopped to text. I'm terrible at texting and climbing stairs. Legit what it says. All right. So she goes on to say, while I was texting away, someone entered from the floor above me. As they started descending, they ripped the loudest, wettest, nastiest gas I've ever heard, followed by a wet sound and, ugh, gross. This individual turned the corner and locked eyes with me. She had just shit her pants thinking she was alone in the building. She was not alone. I walked past her and I tried to pretend that I didn't notice what had very obviously just happened. I coughed and gagged I coughed and gagged a little. She now works for the same company I work for in the same building, so I see her all the time. And she definitely remembers me. I don't know her name, and I try to avoid eye contact with her. I keep telling myself that one day I'll say hello and we'll laugh about what happened. We're just not there yet. Oh my God. I told you, I warned you, didn't I? It's gross. Oh my God. There's just no way I would be able to look at my coworker in the eyes after that. I mean, I wouldn't be able to look into a family member in the eyes after that. Like, you just shitting your pants in front of me. How do we move on from that? What do we do? How do we not discuss it? Like, okay. I mean, she shit her pants, you know? But yeah, I do think that this person, like, wants to, you know, laugh about it and say hello. But I also understand it's like, listen, you shit yourself. I don't know how often you do that. I don't know if you're going to do that if you're hanging out with me. Like, do I need to bring baby wipes? Is there, like, a plan? Is there a bracelet you wear? Like, what the fuck? Oh, my God. Look, I'm going to be honest with all of you right now. If you shit near me, okay, and we're not in the bathroom setting, and you're just, like, in your clothes and shit, I'm understanding to a point, okay? But please know, I'm gonna bring that shit up when you're an asshole. Like, you know, I'm gonna bring that shit up when you're an asshole. All puns are intended in that sentence, okay? Oh my God.
That was disgusting as shit. Okay. pun intended. Okay. excuse me. So this next one I like to call "Where's My Lighter?" It's lovely. All right, so it says here, just searched my room for a lighter for a good 20 minutes with the lights off, only using my lighter to see. That high. Oh my God. Listen, man. Don't worry about it. All right, I actually remember being on the phone and looking for it at the same time. Like, and I wasn't even high, friend. Like, you had a legit reason. You were high. You know what I'm saying? I sympathize with you, friend. I got you. Like, you know, looking for the remote, sitting on the table in front of me. It's insane, the stupid shit that you do when you're not fucking paying attention. But your excuse, completely understandable. I got you. All right, so we got another high confession here. I like to call this one the laws of driving. Love it, love it, love it. All right, so it says, I once got stoned as fuck and then caught myself following traffic laws playing Grand Theft Auto, no lie. Friend, okay? I understand that, because when you're driving under the influence of weed or anything else, everybody tries their best to do all the traffic laws. You know, just, you know, pay attention. Stop at stop signs. Make sure your seatbelt's on. Use your fucking signals and shit, right? But the fact that you were so high that you forgot that you were playing a game, trying not to, you know, bring any suspicion your way. Bro, you're pretty high. You know, I gotta admit. I used to try to follow the traffic laws and shit when I was playing that game. I used to do that when I was sober. And that's barely a confession, though, but I completely understand being so high that you forget you're playing a game. That's where the confession lays. That's where it lays? Lies? That's where the confession lies? That's where the confession lies. I'm going to go with lies. and to be honest with you, it's actually harder to follow the laws in that game. But when I play, I always end up robbing a hooker or starting fights. You know, it's the correct way to play the game. So let's not sit here and pretend that it's not. Because it is.
Oh, man. I cannot tell you how many times I've done something because I was too high. I once had a full, passionate, intellectual conversation about the difference between a Slurpee, a slushy, and an icy. It was the deepest conversation I think I've ever had. And I don't even remember the descriptions. It was like a 45-minute conversation. Some good-ass weed. Okay. Oh, there's a confession of mine. Okay, so this next one, warning, it's gross as shit. Look,
be happy I'm giving you the heads up at all, okay? Because this one's called Jesus, It's Everywhere. I know your little brains are like, what the fuck could she possibly be talking about? I am terrified, and you should be. Here we go. One time, I got blazed at a friend's house and got sick. By sick, I mean I unleashed the Kraken from my stomach. It was everywhere, on the floors, on the toilet, in the toilet, the floor, even the toilet lid, because the first time I puked, the lights were off, and I didn't see it. I didn't see that it was down. Oh, that's so gross. I got puke on about a dozen white towels, which were ruined. I cleaned it up and stuffed the towels in my bag to take home and wash. I remember just going to sleep after that, and around 6 a.m., I heard his mother say something along the lines of, "Oh, Jesus, it's everywhere," followed by many, "What the fuck? What the fuck?" followed by many what the fucks, and eventually the sound of her vomiting too. I eventually drove home, and I have not been invited back to my friend's house. See, I told you, gross. Also, released the Kraken from my stomach. What a description. My God. And when he said, followed by many what the fucks, that shit about killed me the first time I read it. And I completely understand her vomiting as well. Like, seeing someone else vomit is gross, but the smell of it, oh my God, that smell, that alone makes me want to sell Buicks, you know, Buick, it's just disgusting. And also, not surprised he wasn't invited back, not surprised at all. Like, you didn't, bro, come on, you should have woke your friend up, something. Don't leave your friend's mom her fucking bathroom like that, bro. You're kind of a dick for that. Kind of a dick for that, bro. And also, like, explain to your friend's mom, like, listen, your son gave me like some really shitty weed, and that's why I vomited all over the fucking place. Sorry about that. Tell him to get better, bud, next time. My bad. Oh God, that's so great. So we talked about poop already. We got vomit. What's next? Periods? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Don't turn me off. I'm kidding. I'm joking. I have no menstrual stories this time. I might have to do that in the next one. We'll see. Anything to gross you out, right? Oh God, let's take a little short break here, shall we?
Hello, check out our podcast, Grand Rapidians Play Video Games.
Every episode, we review a beer,
talk about games we play,
and recommend a podcast or something else.
I'm Willie. I'm not your normal beer snob. I've been to more than 150 different breweries, but I always keep Hams in the fridge.
I'm Ginger, and I am in the first Guinness World Record Book video game edition on the Tetris page.
I'm Simon, and I can usually kick their butt in most video games.
We drink while we record.
Fuck yes, we do.
Find us wherever you find podcasts and enjoy.
Ugh, if you have not checked out this podcast yet, you gotta check them out. They are so much fun. You know, and judging by the name of their podcast, I'm assuming they're from the Grand Rapids area. Yeah? I'm a detective. I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm a detective part-time. I don't get paid anything. I've never solved a case. But I'm a detective. But yeah, they talk games, they talk beer, they're tons of fun, and a great group of human beings, so I must say, not to mention funny as fuck. Okay, so anyways, check them out, they're dope as fuck. Okay, so let's get back to these crazy confessions, shall we? I have no idea what accent that was or why I did it. Okay, so this next one I like to call, I'm a Jedi. That's a Star Wars thing for those of you who don't know, right? I don't know. Okay. And it reads, when I walk through automatic sliding doors, I wave my hand so I can pretend I'm a Jedi. Okay, who doesn't do that, honestly? I mean, who doesn't? Sometimes I do that when other people are using the sliding doors. Like, I just stand there from afar, deciding who gets to leave and who gets to enter, using my powers, and I open the door, and no one is aware of the power that I hold, even though I always let everyone through. I'm a god. No one knows this, but I'm a Jedi, superhero, mind control, whatever the highest power that has powers is me. I do that every day. Sometimes I make escalators go and elevators rise and fall. So I'm very, like, my power is, I don't like to talk about it. I want anybody to know about it, so I don't talk about it a lot. I trust you guys, and because I only have about 3 listeners, not many people are going to know about this. So I'm like the Black Jessica Jones, except I'm not. And the only thing we have in common is our last name. Okay, moving on. This next one I like to call FaceTime Me. And it says, when I FaceTime with anyone, I am really just looking at myself the entire time. I mean, like, doesn't everyone? I mean, you want to make sure that you don't look stupid, right? I mean, to be honest with you, I use my camera as a mirror while I'm getting ready. Like, you know, 2 birds, 1 stone kind of thing. I do the same thing on my live videos. Like, I can't see the people that I'm talking to. And if they weren't, like, you know, commenting and stuff, I would be staring at myself. Like, I don't understand the problem with that. I'm adorable. I like looking at me. I don't get it. Like, what's that problem? Oh, God, Amber. All right. Oh, good God. This next one is called Sphincter Power. You heard correctly. I'm not repeating it. And it says, whenever I go for a shit, I always say, the power of the sphincter expels you. Anyone else say random things? Does anyone else say random things when they're on the toilet? So that was that person's confession. I'll admit, I've never done that before. Okay, that's a little odd. No judgment. That's just rare. It's just super rare that I speak to or about my sphincter. It's just not the best topic of discussion, even if it's just me. Like, how does one even begin a conversation about your fucking sphincter? So I was walking to the store and I, like, bought a loaf of bread and it reminded me of my sphincter. Like, not the best conversation starter. Oh my gosh. Oh God. How many times did I say sphincter just now? Too many? All right. I agree. Okay, so this next one, I have to admit, I literally did this 3 days ago. I will not be judged by my pure laziness. How dare you? I like to call this one, laziness is key, because it is. All right, so it reads, TV volume was too low and the remote was across the room, and I already sat down in my comfy recliner. So I downloaded an app on my phone and turned the volume up via app. It was great. Now, I legit did this with my Roku remote like 3 days ago. I sure did. And I live in a studio apartment, so the remote wasn't that damn far. Like, it was like right there. You know, it was literally across, like right there. And all I had to do was get up off the couch and take like 5 steps to where it was sitting. That's all I had to do. But my iPad was already on the couch with me, so I downloaded the Roku remote app and everything was Gucci. Science is cool. I didn't have to get up. I love it. Love it. All right, so the next one, we got another lazy one here. I only call this one, I need paper towels. I need paper towels. Okay, so this, okay, it's like a level of crazy, it's like a level of crazy lazy intelligence. Like, I've never seen a level of this type of lazy intelligence in my entire life before. And I've also never done this before because I don't have the money to throw around like that. Okay, so this one says, I once ordered a pizza from Domino's for the napkins because I had no paper towels in the house. Bruh. That is the whitest thing I have read. I just feel like, I don't know. Only y'all got money to just throw away like that? Shit. Stereotypically speaking. All right. So, first of all, Domino's is trash. Okay? Domino's is trash. I know. I'm going to get shit for this, but I don't care. I know there's a lot of people that enjoy Domino's, but it's trash. It's always dry as fuck when I order it from them. I don't understand how a pizza is dry. Like hard pizza-shaped breadsticks with no flavor. That's what Domino's tastes like to me. At least, like, Pizza Hut infuses their shit with grease. It will shit will never be dry. Okay? Domino's is like the Burger King of fast food pizza spots. Legit. And I'm not sorry about it. Not sorry about it. It is what it is. I better not have a fucking sea of tweets defending Domino and their cardboard-ass pizza. I will send Wendy's after anyone who tries me on Twitter. I swear to God, okay? Her tweets are hilarious as fuck, and she will make you cry, just dropping comedy bombs all over the internet. So the moral of this story is follow Wendy's on Twitter. It's funny. Like, she's great. Also, the delivery fees, taxes, and the service fees, you know, to order pizza and all the apps that deliver, like, they're ridiculous. They are ridiculous. It ends up adding, like, an extra, like, $7 to $10 to your goddamn bill, which is redonkulous. I fucking hate it. Like I said before, you gotta have a lot of money to waste if that's how you gonna get you some napkins. What a weird fucking confession. These bitches is lazy. Oh my, I'd invite them over, but I don't think they'd come. Lazy as fuck. Okay, so revenge porn is wrong. Let's just start right there. But this is a different type of revenge porn, and I'm totally okay with this one. Okay, wait till you hear this. Okay, so it says, when I was in high school, I was bullied horribly for being gay by one douche in particular. After I graduated, I started doing some adult movies. The first of which, I use my bully's name as my stage name. So now when people Google him, they think he has done gay porn. I am vengeful. I love it. I love it. I cannot. Oh my God, I low-key wish I knew the name so I could look him up. Like, that's what the fuck you get for being an asshole. An asshole. Hey, that works out, actually. An asshole. Pun intended. That's what you get for being an asshole. Shit. By the way, happy Pride Month, goddammit. You know, happy Pride Month. You know, last Pride, I did a podcast video, Jesus. I did a podcast episode here on this podcast, Professionally Silly. It was really interesting, and I hope you guys check it out. It is still available. So just look for podcasts that happened in June that was not this year, and you will be able to find it on my podcast. By the way, I feel like I should be a little bit more specific. By the way, people who pronounce specific Pacific, I cannot stand you. It drives me crazy. That is an ocean. Okay, moving on. Okay. Had to get that rant out. Okay, this next one is interesting. I like to call it what the fuck, because there's a good reason for that. I'm just going to go ahead and dive into it because it's like, what the fuck? And it says, when I was a child, I would kill small animals. Right, what the fuck? Exactly. And then it says, please do not judge me anymore for how I... please do not judge me for how I acted as a child. That is not me anymore. What the fuck? Still. Nah, bruh. I'm gonna judge the fuck out of you for a second. Just for a second, okay? And then when I'm done judging you, then I'll stop. But you killed little animals. Like, are you currently a serial killer? Because you're saying that's how you acted as a child. That's not me anymore. Does that mean you've graduated to human bodies? Have we meet the trifecta? Did you wet your bed? Did you set things on fire? You're killing small animals. I mean, did you meet the other three? The other two? Because you might be a serial killer. I don't know. I don't know. That, look it up. There's like a trifecta of like... things that means that you could be a serial killer. You know, I'm not a psychiatrist. I've never been a serial killer before, so I'm not the one to ask. But Jesus. Oh my, isn't that how most of them start though? Like killing animals? Like, isn't it? Okay, look, I'll admit, I killed my goldfish, but that shit was an accident. I guess I have another confession for you. I didn't even know. I forgot. Okay, so I tried to give him a warm bath with soap. I thought, you know, you could give fish baths. I mean, they swim in their shit all day long. I thought I was helping. I was like 6 or 7. I didn't understand. I felt horrible as fuck when I learned I was a child murderer. Because I murdered my fish and I didn't mean to. And I still, even to this day, in my 30s, feel horrible about it. Like, even now. I'm gonna cry now. You guys, But this person said, I would kill small animals, plural. Okay, and it sounds like he or she did that shit on purpose. That's disgusting. Anywho, I guess that's my confession for my other confession for the episode. Did not plan to share it with you at all. At all. I'm not gonna lie. That was a surprise confession. I hope you enjoyed it. Okay, these next two I can completely fucking relate to because I've done them. But this one says, whenever I sleep with stuffed animals, I make sure their head is above the blanket so they can breathe. Okay, now, if I still have stuffed animals, I would probably still do that because I definitely did that when I was a kid. But who wants to wake up to, like, a suffocated stuffed animal next to you? Just fucking, that shit is triggering. Just a dead stuffed animal that's suffocated in the night. Like, that's triggering. It is. Plus, I don't think my medical insurance will cover that, so it's relatable as fuck. I have definitely done that, and once again, if I had some stuffed animals, I would probably still do that. It's just like it's like a weird thing that people probably do and don't even think about. All right, so the next one, it says, every day when I'm cooking, I pretend I'm on a cooking show. I talk to the imaginary host through what I'm doing, crack the occasional joke to the amusement of the audience, and have my own catchphrase, which is, you can always add more spice. I've done this before, and I need to start doing it again and more. Like, I legit talk to cameras and phones and shit pretty much all the time, you know, with my YouTube channel and, of course, my TikToks and all that stuff, you know, so I'm one of those annoying content creators, I know, that you love so much, but so I'm really good at talking to myself, super good at it. I'm doing it now. I'm doing it right now, but this person is right. You know, you can always add more spice. I like that. I like that so much. Oh my God. Okay. So, I forgot about this one. So this is the steamiest tea. This next one is the steamiest tea I've ever been served. I about burned my lips reading it. Legit. I burned my lips reading it. Oh my God. I forgot about this. And it says, I had sex with my best friend's mom in college. I am the father of his younger brother. And he still doesn't know. Holy shit. I forgot about this one. Okay. So that, I don't know what sound that was. That is some serious drama. If I have ever heard of it, in my life, that's some serious drama. Everyone knows you don't sleep with your friends or your best friend's mom or sister, especially the mom or dad. Don't do that. Okay, like, I get it if it's, like, the sister and your best friend is cool with it and it's, like, a happy kind of thing, but I can't think of one scenario where someone's like, dude, I'm totes glad you're banging my mom. This will bring us closer together, buddy. Yeah. Oh, hey, dude, you want to meet my grandma? You want to meet her? Like, that's not, I promise you, what a weird scenario. I promise you that is not how that conversation is gonna go. Like, I feel like a few punches will be thrown, especially if your best friend finds out that his little brother is your son. It's not gonna work out. It's just Jerry, 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 Jerry. If that's not a Jerry Springer fucking moment, I don't know what the fuck is. Okay, internet, get to work. Help me find out who these people are and let's bring them onto this podcast and let's get into the nitty gritty. Can you imagine? Eventually, this is gonna come out. There's no way it doesn't. Holy shit. Ugh. I am thrown. Oh my God, I need a shot. I'll be right back. God.
Dumb and Busted has been called, quote, one of America's greatest treasures by 3 out of 3 hosts of the show.
Dumb and Busted is a weekly true crime comedy podcast with stories of exceptionally smart and insanely dumb crimes. Comedian Hunter Donaldson has hailed it as the greatest thing to come out of Portland since comedian Hunter Donaldson, who is me, also a host of the show.
Podcasters Allison Copeland and Hannah Ether praise Dumb and Busted as, quote, found on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. Just more rave reviews from two other people who host the show.
Catch us every Thursday and follow us at Dumb and Busted on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Crime you later!
I still can't get over that last one. How do you fuck your best friend's mom, get her pregnant, have a son with her, and your best friend has no fucking idea? What the holy shit. Okay, moving on. Good God. Okay, so this next one isn't as dramatic, but it's still a lot when you think about it. So it reads, I've been faking a British accent ever since I got to college 3 years ago. I mean, I sort of get it. Maybe he was doing it as a joke and someone found it attractive and he just kept doing it over and over again. And before he knew it, 3 years had passed. It's probably kind of like when you see someone constantly every day and you never actually introduce yourselves. But after a certain amount of time has gone by, it's kind of weird to be like, hey, man, what's your name again? And they'll be like, dude, you've known me for 5 years. What the fuck, right? Like, I'm not very good at the British accent. I did what I could. Now, imagine me doing that for 3 years straight, not stopping. It would drive me fucking insane. It's not sexy the way I do it. Now, the normal British accent from a British person, super fucking hot. Super fucking hot. Legit. Like, I'm dead at, like, Aries Spears, the comedian said, man, people with sexy accents, or they get away with saying a lot of shit that an American cannot say. Legit. You know, oh my God, you've got to listen to Aries Spears stand up about that shit. It is hilarious. Aries Spears, he's the black comedian that was on Mad TV. He always played Bobby Brown. I love that guy. Okay, but yeah, like it would be super awkward. You know, what's your name, bro? You don't know my name yet? I've known you for 17 years. I don't understand why you don't know who I... Like, I know that I should be able to be an adult and deal with the embarrassment of not remembering someone's name. But fuck that. I'm going to be immature and pretend like I know who the fuck they are. And I do it all the time. Like, I did it yesterday. Like, there's this guy who lives in my neighborhood, and I was at the neighborhood liquor store, like, walking in the parking lot to head to the dispensary, right? And I'm walking by, and he noticed me, and he spoke. And I knew who he was, but I could not remember his name, because I hadn't seen him in, like, a year, I think. And the crazy part is, I've been to his apartment many times to have these amazing barbecues on his side of the neighborhood. And let me tell you, first of all, let me tell you something, okay? You haven't lived until you've had a Mexican barbecue. That shit is so goddamn delicious, it makes no fucking sense. Honestly, any form of barbecue is fire. It's dope as fuck, and I love it. I'm there for it. I love me some Korean barbecue, too. It's probably my favorite. Oh, my God, Korean barbecue. I just like meat. I'm, like, the biggest, like, lesbian meat, like, supporter ever. Okay. What were we talking about again? I honestly do not remember what we were talking about. Once I start talking about food, bitch, nothing else matters. What? What? Okay. Forgetting things, you know, but speaking for 3 years with a fake British accent, I don't even know if it was that good. But, you know, us Americans, we're not around British accents every day. So it probably sounded right to them. Like, oh, that sounds good to me. I don't know. I guess. All right, let's go on to our last one. This is our last one, but it's a goodie. I like to call this one Porn Star Groom. Yeah, I love it. And I'm thinking he maybe should have discussed this with his wife. Okay, so it reads, my wife doesn't know I made adult films to help fund our wedding. Holy ballsack. Oh, that's a deep one. Okay, I understand that it came from a place of love, but you were getting your dick sucked and fucked by several women. okay? It's not like you sacrificed a whole lot, you know? Also, friend, what happens when one of your wife's friends, what male or female, comes across your porn? It's going to be a super interesting conversation. And I don't know when this secret was written. So if it was like, I don't know, in the 80s or something, it was probably like a cassette tape, VHS tape. There's a good chance that you might not come across it unless you piss someone off and then go digging for that shit. But if you're doing this like within the last 10 years when Pornhub is a thing and internet porn is a thing and that's where you put your shit, bro, all it needs is a filthy, dirty email link and your entire life is ruined. I mean, you dipped your man bits into other women. It seems like your wife might want to know that. That's just me. She might want to be aware that you're fucking people who get paid to have sex. Because it's, I would want to know. That's all I'm saying. Holy shit. Oh, man. If there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's don't post your shit online for me to find, bro. Like, I'm going to use it for my podcast. That's what's going to happen. Also, there is nothing wrong with laziness if you can afford it. Professionally silly life rules, y'all. Oh, man. This episode was something else. Shout out to Ranker.com, BuzzFeed.com, BlazePress.com, Reddit, dumpaday.com, and of course one of my favorites, boardpanda.com. They all played a part in helping me find some hilarious, ridiculous confessions and secrets online. Thank you guys so much for listening, and if you have any awesome stories that you want to share to this podcast, on this podcast, be sure to email them to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. It can be ghost stories, true crime stories, your own confessions or secrets. You don't have to, you can be anonymous. You don't have to include your name. Maybe you got some embarrassing moments you want to share. Send them in. This podcast covers a lot of shit, so there's always room for your awesome stories. You know, super. So let me know in your email. Once again, it's professionallysilly@gmail.com. Also, you can hit me up on Instagram and Twitter. Both are at itsprosilly. That's where I'll be there. I will also have some photos dealing with this particular podcast episode today. I'm going to go ahead and put those up in just a moment, actually. Also, guys, do me a huge favor. Pretty, please. Share my content with others. Pretty, please. Once again, just add another pretty, please up in there. Pretty, please. My podcast and YouTube channel are so much fun. They're both called Professionally Silly. So make sure you share it with every soul you come across on this earth. Came out kind of dark. Okay, if you enjoyed this episode or any other episode and you would like to leave a review or discuss it, you can do so. Leave a review on Apple Podcast, or you can let me know on Twitter at itsprosilly. Thank you guys so much for joining me every week. It makes my chest cavity warm as fuck. It really does, like all up in there. Make sure you guys check out the show notes for some bonus information, like my social media information. I've got World's Greatest Videos, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. I got a YouTube channel, man. I'm everywhere. Follow, subscribe, share, retweet, all that goody, good, good. Once again, I'm your Audible Boothang, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. And once again, guys, I am super sad and super, like, sorry that this podcast was late as fuck today. My fault. But it's still Friday, and it came up on Friday, so, Also, as a reminder, feel free to call in about any episode of the Professionally Silly podcast that you've heard. You can do it through the Anchor app, or you can call/text my Google Voice number for a chance to be featured on my podcast, 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. Leave me a message and I'll go ahead and share it. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere. See you guys next week.